You're listening to SBS News.
China's management of the COVID-19 crisis has come under international scrutiny, with the Australian government pushing for an independent review. The disease, which first appeared in the Chinese city of Wuhan at the end of 2019, has since killed more than 160,000 people worldwide and infected at least 2.3 million others. Australia's senior government officials are hoping to gain international support for a probe into the pandemic, with the source of the virus not yet known. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne has expressed her concerns by the lack of transparency from China about the outbreak, and told the ABC an independent inquiry could shed light on its origins.
The genesis of the virus, about the approaches to dealing with it and addressing with it, about the openness with which information was shared, about interaction with the World Health Organization, interaction with other international leaders, all of those sorts of things will need to be on the table.
Ms. Payne highlighted the success of previous international reviews on subjects such as human rights issues. However, she says the World Health Organization should not lead the inquiry. The WHO has come under fire in recent days after the United States accused it of being China-centric and withdrew funding from the organization. Ms. Payne says transparency and international unity is key to the review process.
It will need parties, countries, to come to the table with a willingness to be transparent and to engage in that process, and also ensure that we have a review mechanism in which the international community can have faith.
A sentiment echoed by Health Minister Greg Hunt. He says while the WHO has been successful in fighting diseases such as polio, measles and malaria, their response to COVID-19 did not help the world. The minister says he attributes Australia's containment of COVID-19 to the government's decision to act independently from the organisation.
We do know there was very considerable criticism when we imposed on the 1st of February the China ban from some of the officials in the WHO in Geneva. The regional body has done well in terms of polio, measles, malaria, but what we saw from some officials in Geneva we think was a response which didn't help the world. We've done well because we made our own decisions as a country.
Ms. Payne's proposal has received bipartisan support in Australia, with Labor urging the coalition to show global leadership and ensure the inquiry happens. Labor's Foreign Affairs spokesperson Penny Wong says it is in the global interest to know the source of the outbreak.
We welcome this idea from Senator Payne. What we would say is we need to move from idea and words to action, and we hope Senator Payne will, as Australia's chief diplomat, get out into the international community and gain support for this idea.
Meanwhile, the United States is casting further doubt on China's handling of the crisis. Senior officials have criticised China's perceived lack of transparency and inconsistent death toll, which has been revised to include thousands of previously unrecorded deaths. While COVID-19 was believed to have started in a wet market in Wuhan, US officials are investigating claims it was created in a nearby lab. US President Donald Trump has warned there will be consequences if the Chinese government is found to have knowingly spread the virus.
Well, if they were knowingly responsible, certainly. If it was a mistake is a mistake. But if they were knowingly responsible, yeah, then there should be consequences. You're talking about, you know, potentially lives like nobody's seen since 1917.
The Wuhan Institute of Virology and the Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs have both denied the accusation they created the virus. The French government has also made it clear there is no evidence of a link between the virus and the Wuhan Research Laboratory. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Liu, SBS News.